You're listening to SBS News.
For almost half a century, Juan Silva lived in a house he built in Valparaiso. But on Christmas Eve, a sudden wildfire destroyed everything he owned in minutes.
Years of sacrifice. I've been here for 45 years. It has cost me so much to build my house. And now, that is the situation. I cannot generate more resources than my retirement. I cannot do anything else.
The blaze broke out in a forested area on the outskirts of the Chilean city on Tuesday and quickly spread towards the coast. Hundreds of residents were forced to run from their homes just moments before sitting down for dinner. Manuel Marino and his family escaped with nothing but the clothes on their backs.
I started to climb up the ladder and I saw my house burning. Everything happened so quickly, so fast. I managed to get out with my wife, my children, my grandchildren, with what I was wearing.
Authorities said while no one died in the fires, 12 volunteer firefighters were injured. 245 homes were lost, affecting about 700 people. Interior Minister Gonzalo Blumel said it appeared the blaze had been started deliberately.
We are going to present actions for the crime of setting the fire. There is evidence being investigated by the prosecution and police investigators. They are carrying out all the diligences to be able to determine a possible responsibility, that being the case, to demand the highest penalty.
Chile's president, Sebastián Piñera, travelled to the area on Thursday to lead the investigation. The government announced subsidies for those affected to build new houses. Due to its 44 hills and difficult terrain, fires are quite common in Valparaiso, located about 120 kilometres west of Santiago. Officials said more than 15,000 hectares had been destroyed by forest fires there since July, compared to only 4,500 hectares last year. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.